a disaster fuck that I had.
Listen,
do you want to tell the story?
I can tell the story if you
disaster
want.
Disaster fuck, I kind of want to hear one.
All right, let's hear it, yeah.
It was actually a fan. Yeah, I know. I fucked three fans. So,
fan on what level? Like, whoa. He was waiting in line at the
literally,
porno shop?
Yes, oh, yes. Okay. Okay, so he was legitimately a fan. I met him at an expo. It was at Sexpo in Australia. He came up, met me, got a signature. He was very sexy and very charming. He was a French model, so okay. You can imagine. He was like, give me your number. I'm like, no, you give me your number. And I had no intention of texting or calling him, but... after I got back, I was staying at a hotel because I wasn't living in that state. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I will like text him. So I texted him and I was going back to Victoria, which was where I was. This is in Australia. So this is where I was at the time. And I was like, let me know when you're in Melbourne. So the next time he was in Melbourne, he hit me up and he's like, let's go out and do something. So I was like, okay, let's do brunch because dinner's way too like serious. I want to do something very casual.
Okay.
So we did brunch. He was really sweet. And at the end of brunch, he was like, by the way, I missed the point. He's also an artist. So he's this French model. He's got
a French model and artist. So just in case any of the fans out there are feeling like, oh, this could be me. I mean, this
maybe
guy got a couple things going for him, apparently.
He's a really good artist. I looked at all his...
So he's not just any old artist. He's
beautiful artist. So after brunch, he's like, okay, so I'm staying at my friend's place at the moment. He's out at work. I want you to come back with me and I want to paint you. Ooh. And I'm like... this is my Titanic moment.
This is Titanic. That's what I was thinking.
You want Titanic, yeah.
He's going to paint me like one of his French models.
Girls.
Yeah.
One
so
of
I was
my
like,
Australian
okay.
girls, yes.
Yeah. So we went back to the apartment and we start making out. No painting going on. Nothing.
Was he even set up? Did he make it look like
he
was going to paint you?
I mean, he did have a sketchbook.
Okay.
What a dirty dog. This
he
guy.
Brought his sketchbook to brunch. So I thought, okay, maybe he's legitimately going to paint me. So anyway, we start making out. The whole thing was a disaster, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought
really.
This was going to be a sexy story.
Was he bad at kissing?
He was okay at kissing.
Okay.
But we get to the bedroom and so he's like groping me. He's moving down. He goes to finger me. He shoves four fingers straight into my asshole. No spit.
What?
No lube. Just four fingers. And I'm like, whoa, no.
Do you think that he thought because you're a porn star that you were ready to go maximum volume?
He said, oh, I thought you can take it. And I'm like, yes, I can take it, but you know, like spit on it a little bit.
Oh, treat me like a lady, yeah.
My stomach hurts thinking about this.
Yeah. So I was like, no, we're not doing that. I also wasn't prepared for anal.
Yeah, like
no.
You can't, you have to ask before you go into that hole.
So that happened and then we continued on and it got to the point where we're about to fuck and he tries to put it in me bare. And I'm like, whoa, no, like put a condom on. And he's like, oh, I don't have any. And I'm like, okay. I have some condoms. Here you go. So already like so many red flags.
Yeah.
Like if you're willing to just slide your cock in me bare, I don't know you. You're probably doing that with everyone. I'm very like particular about sexual health.
Yeah,
so
I like that.
Yeah, no. So we start fucking and there's like a big mirrored wall in the bedroom. And I notice like he's not looking at me and I look across and he is literally watching himself fuck. Like American Psycho style. I'm like, wow. So I'm like, you know what? I'm already here. I'm already fucking this dude. I may as well get off. So I'm like, you know, getting myself off, rubbing
doing
my clit, doing my thing, like whatever. And then we switch positions and I go to suck his dick and he picks up his phone and I think he's changing the music. And then I look up like, no, you're not about to like film me without consent. So I start getting dressed immediately. I am out the door. And he's like, no, wait, don't go. In his French, charming French accent.
Oh my God.
I'm in the elevator and he runs down the hallway in his boxer shorts being like, please stay as the elevator
doors close. Oh my God.
And you got out of there and didn't forget anything?
No, I didn't forget anything. Oh, okay. I put all my clothes on, grabbed my handbag, I'm out.
I'm just imagining like there's something that she's going to leave behind that's going to force her to
come
back
to
the story.
What a fucking asshole.
Okay.
He's like, I got to prove to everyone that I was with Angela White. I mean,
no,
wow.
No consent, nothing.
So will you ever try to fuck a fan again after this?
Well,
There was a couple other ones there that she
did. They were before him, though.
Oh, okay.
They were good. They were identical twins.
Right.
Ooh.
Well, but okay.
Yeah.
Before it went bad, from your perspective, was it a turn on thinking that this is a guy who jerked off to you, or was it kind of neutral?
I didn't think about it like that. I just thought it was like
a dude. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah. I wasn't sitting there thinking this is a a fan or anything like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that is the...
But I haven't fucked a fan since.
That is the question, though.
Put a bad taste in your mouth.
If a girl or a guy were coming up to you and you're at an expo, or even if they saw you in the wild at a bar, at a restaurant, whatever, what do they got to say to you that might give them the best chance at actually getting a sexual experience with you? Not that this is what people should be doing. You shouldn't be shooting your shot at adult stars left and right. But what would work?
They just have to be themselves, and they just have to be cool people, and I just have to vibe
be
with
hot
them.
French model.
You know what? I don't really go for that type either. Mm. It was just, I don't know, there was something about his,
you were just
like,
lonely
charisma.
Enough that day.
Yeah, it was this, like, there was a little sexual tension.
Yeah.
It's usually when I want to have sex with someone, it's not usually something I can verbalize, like, oh, these are the reasons I want to have sex with them. It's usually this kind of undercurrent of like sexual energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
the vibe.
It's a vibe.
Say, yeah.
It's like, ooh, yeah, okay. Like I feel, or maybe it's the pheromones. There's something going on another level that I can't describe.
An animalistic level that we just can't see.
Yeah. So there's nothing that you can say that's going to.
Okay. The clip you just watched was from Plug Talk, which is my adult podcast that I do with Lena the Plug, where every week we interview a different girl and then we get nasty. So if you want to see the full thing, onlyplugtalk.com. $5 for your first month. Appreciate y'all.